Turkey's currency plunges as the president fires more bank officials. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Srifathma in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. The Turkish lira has fallen to a new low against the dollar after President Erdogan sacked several members of the Bank of Turkey's Monetary Policy Committee. As a firm believer of low interest rates, Mr. Erdogan has a history of interfering with monetary policy, taking action when members of the central bank do not vote to cut rates. Well, earlier, I spoke to the Financial Times' Turkey correspondent, Laura Pittle, in Ankara, who explained that investors and the general public are concerned about the country's soaring levels of inflation.
So overnight, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced that he was firing three officials at the country's central bank. And this is just the latest in a long line of personnel changes at the bank. President Erdogan has had more and more control over the institution, which is nominally independent. But over the last few years, he's taken more control of it. And since then, he's fired three governors. This is his fourth. And he's put a lot of pressure on them to cut interest rates, even though markets and most economists don't think that's the right thing to do. So we've had a situation where at the moment inflation is very high, close to 20%, and interest rates are actually lower than that at 18%. So there's not very much incentive for investors, whether foreign or local, to hold lira. And as a result, the currency has been devaluating.
And he hasn't had the best of relationships with central bank governors over the years. He's got a background and a history of essentially interfering.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, President Erdogan has very strong views about interest rates. He believes that they should be low because he wants fast growth. And that's completely understandable. Like, a lot of politicians hold that view. But the problem that economists say is that Turkey's high growth is coming at the cost of very high inflation, which obviously causes huge problems for ordinary people in the cost of living. It erodes the value of their savings. But President Erdogan doesn't seem to be so interested or willing to listen to those arguments. He wants low rates pretty much all the time. And that's why he's been through so many central bank governors, is that he keeps on putting pressure on them to cut rates, even when they believe that it's their responsibility to keep them high or even raise them.
Laura Pittle, Turkey correspondent at the Financial Times in Ankara, thank you very much.
Thank you.
A global coalition of more than 350 trade unions in Europe are renewing calls for patents on COVID vaccines to be waived so they can be produced more quickly. The BBC's Jonathan Josephs has the details.
Trade unions led by the International Transport Workers Federation are stepping up calls for an easing of intellectual property restrictions. Vaccine makers such as Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna say accelerating production is more complex than just handing over their secret formulas, and they are best placed to give the world what it needs. These divisions are being played out at the World Trade Organization, where Britain, Germany and the EU are opposing any waiver of patents. Trade officials say there are encouraging signs of progress towards a compromise at the talks, but time is running out to reach an agreement ahead of a crucial ministerial meeting at the end of next month.
The BBC's Jonathan Josephs. So delays at ports around the world are having a severe impact on retailers, who are warning that customers might not be able to find the same range of products this Christmas as they may have in previous years. Well, according to global shipping company Maersk, stores are having to prioritise products. Here's the company's head of global ocean networks, Lars Jensen.
I think it's important to say on all of this here is that every week across the different shipping lines, there is tens of thousands of boxes from Asia that are being discharged. So it's not that the flow has stopped. What gets to the shops is also about how the retailers, the importers, decide to prioritize their distribution. Do they distribute locally produced goods, or do they prioritize to pick up the container at the terminal and get that distributed out, and how fast can they distribute? And then it's at the end of the day down to the rail and truck power to get it out of the terminals.
So this unfolding situation at the moment is seeing log jams at ports that usually have a seamless flow, according to Susan Lund of the International Finance Corporation, which is part of the World Bank.
Well, global supply chains are a mess. So right now around the world, you've got dozens of ships waiting to unload at ports. Before COVID, it was rare to see one ship offshore waiting to unload. World Bank research has found that currently, there are 1.6 million container equivalents that have stopped moving, just waiting to be unloaded.
And it's something port bosses are already seeing firsthand. This is Stephen Carr, Commercial Director of Peel Port Group here in the UK.
Rather than arriving in a regular pattern, you'll get periods of time when you get lots of ships, and then something like the Ever Given blocking the Suez Canal, will mean you don't see any ships for 2 weeks. And that's caused cargo owners and retailers to change the way they buy their product. So part of the problem we're seeing imports right now are those retailers who have anticipated problems, landed the products in the UK early, but there isn't the capacity within the transport and warehousing system for those products to move inland.
The global disruption has even trickled down to Harry Potter merchandise. The much sought after Harry Potter magic wand is in short supply. Gary Grant is the boss of the UK toy store chain The Entertainer, and he's already sweating on the Christmas shopping period.
A quarter of all toys sold in the UK are sold in December. 8% of all toys sold in the UK are sold Christmas week. So the nearer we get to Christmas, the narrower the rate. You probably won't get, even running into early to mid-November, you might not be able to get as wide a range or the selection you would have expected from a toy shop for that time of the year.
That was Gary Grant, boss of the UK toy store chain The Entertainer. Let's hope he gets those wands in time for Christmas. In London, I'm Vishala Sripathma with a Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.